This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It could happen to you. Friends and relatives have traveled over the river and through the woods to your house for Thanksgiving. You started cooking well before dawn, and just as your culinary masterpiece is taking shape, your worst nightmare comes true. The biscuits are burned, the gravy is lumpy, the turkey has gone afoul. Chances are a famous chef will not materialize in your kitchen to make everything right, but materializing in your radio, we now present a man who specializes in the best way to pull off any kitchen task to help save your Thanksgiving. Christopher Kimball is the creator of the PBS television show America's Test Kitchen and Cooks Illustrated magazine. Normally, the show is taped in Boston in a gleaming state-of-the-art kitchen laboratory. This day, Chris Kimball is working in far more humble surroundings, my kitchen. First, an inspection. Chris Kimball rustles through my cabinets and drawers.
Measuring cups, they're a little light in that. You have one good set.
No, I've got this.
That's right, those are nice.
I actually have another set up there.
You do have a lemon-lime press, one of those.
From Mexico.
Those are very nice, yeah. You don't have a digital timer.
No.
You have one of the old-fashioned ones here. So those are not particularly accurate, but they do work.
I didn't take your advice last year.
How many times am I going to have to come by before you start listening to me?
Okay, so now on to the business of saving Thanksgiving. Perhaps the most serious Thanksgiving nightmare, a turkey that is only partly thawed. And I put it in the fridge 2 days ago. The outside is fine, but deep in the belly of the bird lies a glacier. And guess what?
A 20-pound bird could take up to 5 days to defrost. 4 or 5 pounds a day is the rule in the refrigerator. Most people take it out Wednesday afternoon, a 15-pound bird, and they think by the next morning it's defrosted. And there is a solution. You leave it in the packaging, put it in a sink or a beer cooler. Cold water, let's do the sink right here, put it in. And let it sit for 30 minutes.
Cover? Fill the sink up?
Cover. And the reason is, water is a better conductor of heat than air. So it'll drain off the cold from the turkey faster. Change the water every 30 minutes because as it heats up, you don't want that bird to get over 40 degrees. Because if there is any contamination, which there isn't on most birds, that's the temperature at which the bacteria can start to multiply.
Okay, so let's say your turkey comes out great. But not so your gravy. It's a problem that is so common, we put Chris Kimball's recipe for Save the Day gravy at NPR.org so you can look at it again and again. Back to my kitchen and our next Thanksgiving nightmare, burned biscuits. Flaky and buttery on the inside, but sooty black on the top.
We're actually going to take a simple solution, a microplane zester. It's a grater, essentially, with a handle. And we're just going to take it and we're going to rasp off the... This is not working very well.
What if you used...
Yeah, forget this fancy one.
Grater.
Here we go. Let's try a cheese grater with the biscuits. That works much better.
This is very great because the top looks charming enough.
Another nightmare, pies. And so much can go wrong, starting with crumbly pie dough that's impossible to roll out, impossible to bake.
This is a desert dough.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
it's falling apart.
Yeah, not enough rainfall. Take the dough off the counter, put it in a bowl, add some cold water to it. People are so scared that the dough is going to end up too wet. Don't worry about it. If you can't roll the dough out, you're never going to eat it. If it doesn't get in the pan, it doesn't get in the pan. So there you go. Now feel that. That's going to feel...
Oh, it feels pretty good.
Yeah. And there you go. Now you have a nice-looking dough. You can see little pieces
little
of butter.
Big pieces of butter.
That'll make it flaky. Yeah, there you go.
That solved. Here's another pie predicament. You bake a pumpkin pie, and it develops cracks. There's a quick fix. You can hide it under whipped cream. But next time, try taking the pie out of the oven before it's cooked all the way through. The middle should still be wobbly, I know, a little scary, but it will continue to cook while on the counter, and it will be both crack-free and richer tasting.
Let's say you end up with dry pie. You're looking at it. It's Thanksgiving. Any way to fix that?
Well, I would first of all serve and say this is the best pie I've ever made. Because you always lie about your desserts. Never tell people what you've made until you make it. So, I mean, this is one of the problems that happened to me. I actually had a pumpkin pie fall on the floor. And to your great horror, you'll know I actually served it. I scraped it up. I put it in a bowl. And I said it was pumpkin pan dowdy, you know, or jumble. You can call it pumpkin jumble. So if you have a problem, just rearrange the presentation. That's what I would say.
That's good advice.
Just like expensive
That's
restaurants.
That's good life advice.
Yes, right.
And by the way, if you need to take a pie somewhere, and people often do on Thanksgiving, round up a 10-inch pizza box from your local pizzeria, line it with a piece of non-skid shelf paper, and voila, a perfect pie caddy. So now, on to bland, tasteless vegetables.
Every year I used to go to my mother's with organic vegetables that she took out of the root cellar and microwaved for 5 minutes and put on the table with no salt, no oil, no herbs. So I had to like sneak into the kitchen and do stuff to them. So here's what I used to do. Again, we have some snow peas, some green beans, some carrots, some broccoli. You can make a vinaigrette. This is a honey mustard Dijon vinaigrette, and put it on the vegetables to dress it up.
But on the warm vegetables.
On
we
warm
always
vegetables.
Think of vinaigrettes, obviously.
That's right. And you can just grate some Parmesan cheese on top, a few hot red pepper flakes maybe, fresh herbs, any of those three with the olive oil is fine.
And then you brought some sesame oil.
Yeah, there are two kinds of sesame oil. There's roasted or toasted sesame oil, which has a lot of flavor. And if you want to just hear tons of flavor.
What did you say to your mother when, after she'd steamed all these organic vegetables and they suddenly reappeared with vinaigrette on them?
I said, gee, these taste good, Mom. I didn't say anything. Were you kidding me?
And here's another tip. If you don't happen to have a nutcracker and need one, Chris Kimball says simply put the nuts in a freezer bag and whack them with a pot.
There we go.
Perfect almond. You need a moment like that probably every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, feels good.
Now, if your Thanksgiving dinner does turn into a nightmare, think of it this way. It'll be a great story to tell next Thanksgiving. And Chris Kimball says even professional chefs have mishaps. Sometimes they even cause them.
I actually know a woman who in the early 80s published a cookbook which contained a recipe for roast stuffed turkey with popcorn stuffing. She forgot to mention you need to pop the kernels first. So in thousands of kitchens across America, they were putting in 4 cups of unpopped corn kernels into the birds, and they were exploding all over. They had to recall the cookbook. That's probably the worst-case scenario. Another reader said that she had a large bird in a fairly small electric oven. She decided to baste it 1 year with cognac, and, of course, it turned into a vaporized. The electric oven turns on. It explodes. The door is shoved open. A fireball goes out into the kitchen, and that created the vacuum, so the door slammed shut right afterwards. And she said her son was there, and he was like, wow, Mom, can you do that again? I thought that was really cool.
Christopher Kimball. He's the host of the PBS show America's Test Kitchen, and this year, Saving Thanksgiving in My Kitchen. If we didn't get to your kitchen crisis, there's more at npr.org. And remember, you can always order takeout.